What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, January 26, 2021. Getting into the week here, getting close to the end of the month here. And, of course, remember, next month is Valentine's Day. The cards and candies are already on the store shelves. So if you have a significant other, you need to make your plans accordingly. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone line so you can call in and have your say about what's going on in the world today. All right, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, the House has delivered its single impeachment article against former President Donald Trump to the Senate last night, thereby setting the stage for a February 8th trial. Now, just three Senate Republicans were present during the formal delivery of the article: Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, and Roger Marshall. The senators will get sworn in as jurors on today, according to a previous statement by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. While both the impeachment managers, who will argue the House Democrats' case, and Trump's defense team will have time to draft and file legal briefs. And already his fraudulency may have put the kibosh on the whole thing, because Joe Biden doesn't think the Senate is going to convict Donald Trump. They don't have the votes. Remember, it has to be a two-thirds vote, which means 17 Republican senators have to vote to convict, and that's not likely to happen here, no matter how much blackmail and bribery is going on in the back channels. Now, because Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Roberts has basically said he wants nothing to do with this impeachment trial, Senator Patrick Leahy, who's president pro tempore of the Senate, will preside over the impeachment trial. And Leahy is 80. Both parties traditionally choose their eldest member to serve in the pro tempore role, which is essentially a backup for the president of the Senate whenever they gain a majority in the body. That being, of course, Kamala Harris right now. So Leahy will be acting as a judge, jury, executioner, who knows, whatever. Getting on to what's going on in our society, there's an article over at Blacklisted News talking about the Great Reset and the rise of the techno-fascist system and how it is really in your face. And it really is. It has been for quite some time here. And apparently, journalist Leah Holman is fearlessly reporting on the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and calling it out for what it is, a blatant in-your-face assault. Davos, as you're probably aware, began yesterday. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. So we're seeing this assault on free speech by America's largest tech companies, and it's about more than just stifling political dissent. It's about advancing the agenda of the globalists with designs on seizing the world economy for their own personal benefit, not yours. Now, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard put out a video today saying that these proposed domestic terrorism laws directly undermine freedom. And she's absolutely right about that. If you'll remember what the original USA Patriot Act did to our freedoms, this is just going to be worse. Article coming on out of en.co saying that America, you know, what's happening to America? You know, Americans are wondering, people around the world are wondering, and it's basically saying America is already a failed state, and in order to survive its collapse, it's becoming an authoritarian one. Now, they're predicting in this article that it's just 60 days until the final stage of social collapse, in which the society goes full-blown authoritarian permanently, and it's looking increasingly likely that's going to happen. I don't know that I agree with that prediction. It's definitely pushing in that way, but I'm starting to see Americans, you know, who normally wouldn't be involved, they're pushing back here. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the new Patriot Party, pardon me, And they opened up a website that we linked to the other day, but I noted that the website, while it had some videos of Donald Trump, it didn't actually say that it had any connection with him. And today, President Donald Trump's campaign team is disavowing any affiliation with the Patriot Party. They apparently filed a report with the Federal Election Commission saying that they have no connection with that whatsoever. So be very, very careful of people fundraising for the Patriot Party saying you're going to help Donald Trump because they are definitely not affiliated. Meanwhile, Trump has established an office of the former president down in Florida. I guess his post-presidency is now official. And this office will be responsible for managing Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. The office will seek to advance the interests of the United States and carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and public activism. All right. Sounds like a good thing to be doing. Another article here. This is from Blabber.buzz, and they're talking about Liz Cheney. Now, Liz Cheney voted to impeach Trump, and she is taking a lot of flack for that. And they're talking about removing her from her leadership position in Congress. And apparently, Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz is scheduled to rally with local Republicans in Cheyenne on Thursday to urge the Wyoming Republican congresswoman to step down as a result of her voting in favor of Trump's second impeachment, and basically saying Wyoming can definitely do better. Now, Senator Ted Cruz has reintroduced an amendment imposing term limits on members of Congress. And, of course, this one's going to go down in flames like it did before. Anything that limits the power and prestige and wealth of members of Congress doesn't really stand a chance of passing, but it was great that he's at least making the efforts. Now, we talked about this House Resolution 1, which basically cements in place the election fraud mechanism that we saw used this last year. And basically, according to this article in Zero Hedge, what they've done is they've basically released a roadmap to one-party rule, because as long as they've got control of that election fraud machine, which Biden actually bragged about on the campaign trail, remember? As long as they have control of that election fraud machine, the GOP is going to be helpless to turn anything around. Again, it's a one-party system like the former Soviet Union, which ultimately didn't work out all that well for the people of the Soviet Union and ultimately for the Soviet Union itself. Okay, do you remember Walkaway? This was an organization of people disenfranchised with the Democratic Party. It was founded by Brandon Straka. And apparently, Brandon Straka was seen at the U.S. Capitol back on January 6th. And the FBI just arrested him. Apparently, the walkaway movement attracted tens of thousands of people, which made Straka a target of the Marxist regime. In an interview with BBC Newsnight Saturday, former Fox News anchor and current podcast host Megyn Kelly placed part of the blame for the breach of the Capitol on the corporate media, saying that the media hated former President Trump so much they lost their objectivity, prompting a complete lack of trust in them from the public. Now, if you have Amazon Prime, there's a movie there called Bombshell. And it's about Megyn Kelly and these other Fox news readers in their struggles against Roger Ailes, who basically was treating them like his own personal harem. And it's a well-made movie. It's got a stellar cast. It's definitely worth tuning in to see that one. Stephanie Rose Spaulding over at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, and she's a vice chancellor for equity, diversity, and inclusion. Basically says white people were responsible for the Capitol riot. and demands that they fix their freaking families. More of that anti-white sentiment that's out there. Now, interestingly enough, back in 2011, there were unions that stormed the Wisconsin Capitol building. And at that time, Nancy Pelosi said it was an impressive show of democracy. Well, apparently she doesn't hold that same view for what happened back on January 6th. Now, Riley Williams is one of the Capitol rioters who's accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop. And prosecutors want to completely ban her from the internet because she is encouraging people to destroy evidence related to the riots back on January 6th. I think that counts as prior restraint. Senator Josh Hawley yesterday slammed the Democratic senators who filed an ethics complaint against him and Senator Ted Cruz over their Electoral College objections on January 6th. He continues to defend his decision to object to electoral votes during the joint session to certify President his fraudulencies November win. Hawley aired his grievances in two letters sent Monday. In one of the letters, he called for the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate the six Democrats who filed the complaint against him and Cruz, accusing the senators of filing an unprecedented, frivolous, and improper ethics complaint without citing any relevant evidence or offering any good faith argument. This is basically the congressional version of throwing spitballs at each other. Now, over in California, we've been talking about this. There's a recall campaign to remove Governor Gavin Newsom. And he's basically, his public face is he's laughing it off, saying it's unrealistic, it's going to succeed. Well, Governor Newsom, the recall campaign has almost reached its required threshold to force a statewide ballot. And apparently over the weekend, recall organizers said they've gathered 1.2 million of the required 1.5 million signatures needed by March 17 to qualify for the ballot. Now, by state law, petition sponsors have to gather the signatures of 12% of the voter turnout in California's previous statewide election, which is around 1,495,000 names. Now, Rescue California, one of the two groups behind the campaign, says they want to get 2 million signatures to account for the fact that many of the signatures will certainly be challenged. CNN, Brian Stelter and former Facebook official are basically revealing the regime's next move to silence political dissidents. And apparently the globalist American empire is amping up censorship efforts in the wake of the disputed 2020 election. So far, the most blatant act of such tech totalitarianism has been the banning of the sitting president from most major social media platforms. This is hardly the final step in their plans. Not content with merely banning Trump, they're not going to stop until all of his allies are banned as well, and all of his supporters are identified as enemies of the state. Oh, it's getting rough out there. A non-peer-reviewed paper that examined right-wing echo chambers on YouTube labels a variety of commentators as far-right, including Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams. And researchers are already planning to revise the study because they used an algorithm to try and determine who was far-right, and obviously the algorithm has got issues. I'm a big Dilbert fan, and no, it's not right wing. Anyway, feedback on the paper entitled Evaluating the Scale, Growth, and Origins of Right-Wing Echo Chambers on YouTube led the researchers to plan a paper revision before seeking official publication in an academic journal. story coming on out from the Gateway Pundit. Corporate media and the White House are busy trying to manipulate the public into believing that his fraudulency is actually adored by millions. But it turns out more than half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fakes, and they were created just in January. So it's more propaganda. Now, Twitter has permanently banned MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell over purported election misinformation. In other words, he refuses to go along and say that the election was open, honest, and transparent, because it wasn't. Okay, so Twitter permanently banned Lindell on Monday night, and Dominion Voting Systems is also threatening Lindell with a defamation lawsuit on this. But getting on back to Twitter, you know, child porn is still okay over there. Apparently, there is a new lawsuit calling on Google to drop Telegram from the App Store. And basically, this is after they got rid of Parlay, Parler is still on its new server being brought back to life. But a California court has been asked to force Google to remove Telegram from its Play Store over claims the Messenger app is used to incite violence. Well, you could say make the same claim about SMS and, you know, text messaging that's inherent into the cell phone. Okay. So apparently the complaint notes that Google suspended Parler and basically says Telegram should receive the exact same treatment. Speaking of corporate media here, and again with a reference to that movie on Amazon Prime, Bombshell, top CBS executives have been suspended after an LA Times expose of widening allegations of racist and sexist conduct. And apparently these two top CBS executives have been suspended. Doesn't mean they're fired, just means they're suspended. But Peter Dunn, president of CBS television stations, apparently denigrated black news anchor Uki Washington, a distant relative of Denzel Washington, at Philadelphia CBS station KYW, calling him just a jive guy and criticizing his dancing. So, and, you know, you guys at the top of these networks, I think you've let your egos get the better of you, both in terms of your behavior towards subordinates and this attitude that you are in control of what the public thinks rather than the policymakers. All righty. There's a video put out by Andy Ngo, and he's talking about the overall goal of Antifa and why all of a sudden they seem to be turning on Democrats. And apparently Antifa has been holding protests at a bookstore in Portland in an attempt to get the upcoming book Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy, pulled from the shelves. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party in Oregon is trying to frame the destruction of their headquarters on the Republican Party, even though it was Antifa that smashed up the headquarters. But they're out there inferring somehow Republicans are to blame. I think truth has become such a valuable commodity that our government is economizing it. All righty. Over on the West Coast, San Francisco to be specific, apparently there was the 17th annual Walk for Life over the weekend, sending out the message that abortion hurts women and certainly hurts the unborn. And about 2,000 people showed up. There were no pro-abortion protest events to counter that. So, good for them. All right, let's talk a little bit. Well, actually, we're coming up here on our first commercial break. And, I'm going to go ahead and start this story and come back to it. Apparently, the World Health Organization has issued new guidance on the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, warning pregnant women not to take it. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Oh, yeah.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network intends to go on giving the American people good information, keeping them fully informed so that they can make good choices. And we need your help to keep doing that. And you can see the forces arrayed against independent media right now. It's getting very, very dicey out there. So a heartfelt thanks to those of you who've been supporting Republic Broadcasting. And for those of you who haven't, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all of this information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. All right, getting on back to COVID-19, we started this story before the commercial break. The World Health Organization is warning women not to take the Moderna COVID, warning pregnant women, rather, not to take the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, and saying they should not get the jab unless they're at really high risk of exposure. And So again, you know, there have been concerns raised in Europe over the vaccination's effects on women and women's reproduction here. Now, we reported earlier that Merck has basically scrapped their COVID vaccines, and basically they came out with a paper announcing that they were putting their focus onto medications that would offer protection if the immune system went into overdrive from the infection. But in that paper, it said that it's actually more effective to get the virus and recover than to get the vaccines. And we know already that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, they're already out there admitting they won't stop you from getting COVID-19. They won't stop you from passing it on. They're promising it will make the symptoms less severe, but it's kind of hard to quantify exactly what that means. Now, Biden is out there saying that he's going to that everyone who wants a vaccine will have it in the spring. Biden is pledging to vaccinate at least 200 million people in 5 months and says we can be well on our way to herd immunity by summer. We shall see. Meanwhile, up in New York, they have badly missed their COVID vaccination target. And apparently they were forced to cancel something like 20,000 appointments over logistical issues that were blamed on McKesson, who's Moderna's partner for distributing the vaccine. New York City admitted it will delay opening vaccination megasites like Yankee Stadium and Citi Field as shortages of vaccines leave the city shorthanded. So apparently in New York State, there are about 19,000 designated first doses left, and officials are expecting another 107,000 more this week. Okay, now the CDC has changed the COVID criteria. They were criticized because the earlier criteria seemed to inflate the number of fatalities by a factor of 10. And now the CDC has changed the COVID criteria back to something a little bit more honest, which means we're going to hear in the news, COVID fatalities are down, COVID cases are down, all hail his fraudulency, Joe Biden. And, you know, it was a scare campaign. It was a scare campaign for financial gain and for political gain. Now, apparently, the super COVID discovered in Brazil has now been detected in the United States. This happened up in Minnesota, and it's a highly contagious variant, and they're saying the vaccines may not be able to protect against it. Over in the Netherlands, they've had a third night of anti-curfew riots. And at least 150 people were arrested last night in Amsterdam and Rotterdam. Stores were looted and vandalized. And Rotterdam Mayor Ahmed Aboutaleb signed an emergency order last night, giving law enforcement the powers to arrest protesters. Out in California, the authorities are still investigating the case of a person who died a few hours after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine last week. This happened in Placer County. We did mention it before, and it happened last Thursday. And they're still not releasing which vaccine the person received. They're still not confirming the vaccine had anything to do with it, but the person in question was in good health with no comorbidity issues here. Over in Norway, in the wake of this death of elderly patients that were vaccinated against COVID-19, health authorities are trying to allay safety concerns. Oh my goodness, we're at another commercial break. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and over in Germany, Chancellor Merkel was in a meeting and somebody leaked the details from the meeting. And apparently during this meeting, Merkel admitted she's lost control of the COVID crisis and is saying the threat posed by the new coronavirus variants spreading at a faster pace than the original meant the country was sitting on a powder keg. And she said things could easily turn for the worse in coming weeks. Merkel also said the reopening of the retail sector planned for mid-February may now be delayed. They're also talking about scaling back air traffic. Britain's Glastonbury Festival, one of the world's most prominent pop music events, has been canceled for a second year in a row because of the coronavirus. Over in China, blaming COVID, they've started erecting border walls with Myanmar and Vietnam. And apparently this is stirring up a little bit of controversy as to what's going on. But apparently one of the projects, the one that's in Vietnam, it's a 4.5 meter high iron fence topped with barbed wire. It was originally built between 2012 and 2017. It stretches 12 kilometers, and they are now extending it. Okay, article coming on out of Zero Hedge. Yet another study has come on out showing that lockdowns don't actually work. And it's just, you know, the advocates for the lockdowns continue to insist they save lives. The actual experience suggests otherwise. And research just keeps showing, no, they're really not working at all. Out in Carlsbad, California, they have just declared no more lockdowns, and that may be the start of a national trend. That would be a really, really good thing. All righty, Joe Biden has signed an executive order to begin testing COVID-19 vaccine passports. So they're trying to figure some way to coerce you into getting the vaccine, even though it's against the Nuremberg Code and various treaties and laws, to force you to take medical treatment you don't want. But they're trying to figure out ways to just, well, you know, get the shot. You know, you're not going to be allowed to fly if you don't get the shot. You're not going to be allowed to go to work if you don't get the shot. Just all kinds of coercive means. And it just seems like, especially with all the adverse reactions to the vaccine being reported, they'd be a little bit more cautious and a little more respectful of those people who are saying, I really don't want to get this shot, when you hear all these stories about people dropping dead. You know, the FDA lists 22 possible adverse effects from these vaccinations, including death. Okay, now after COVID, the Davos World Economic Forum is out there, you know, having their meeting this week. It's all virtual. They're doing it online. And apparently they're actually launching the plan for the Great Reset, which will be total global control total control of the world's economy. So we'll see how far they get with that one. Yesterday, the Davos summit convened online for the first time in its 50-year history in a bid to reshape the global economy in the wake of the pandemic. Now, apparently, in Davos, Switzerland, international leaders will be tuning in to discuss various responses to the pandemic. Director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, say that three times fast, are among the speakers. Okay, another article on this one. This is from Breitbart, no less. Basically saying that the World Economic Forum has revealed its Davos 2021 agenda, confirming the annual gathering of political and business elites next month will be a digital event, heralding the public unveiling of its Great Reset initiative. And in a preview to the digital Davos dialogues, the World Economic Forum says the time to rebuild trust and to make crucial choices is fast approaching as the need to reset priorities and the urgency to reform systems grows stronger around the world. Over in China, Xi Jinping is warning the Davos World Economic Forum against starting a new Cold War against China, and is urging global unity in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, having largely curbed the spread of COVID within its own borders, Xi wants to position China as a key player in a new multilateral world order as the U.S. remains crippled by the pandemic. And getting into other international news now, apparently Iran and China were caught red-handed in an illicit oil transfer off of Indonesia. Now, Iran is demanding answers from the Indonesian government after its Coast Guard seized an Iranian-flagged vessel off the coast over the weekend. The Indonesian Coast Guard said the tanker was caught red-handed in an illegal ship-to-ship oil transfer with a Panamanian-flagged tanker. Anyway, the U.S. is going to deploy B-1B Lancer strategic bombers to Norway for Arctic contention. Is there no place on Earth that they don't feel like fighting over? Anyway, the date of the arrival is not yet clear, but it's going to be somewhere in late week 7 or early in week 8. They're going to be deploying these things to Norway to basically rattle the sabers at Russia here. Article coming on out from South Front talking about the vicious cycle of Middle Eastern diplomacy and Basically, they're saying that this proxy war between Israel and Iran is unfolding with full speed. And the implication, of course, is that actual direct war between Israel and Iran may be on the horizon. But apparently, the Israeli Defense Forces targeted various positions in Syria, allegedly damaging Iran's interest. In return, Tehran's allies and proxies target Israel's allies throughout various positions in the Middle East. And so they're definitely towing up here for something. Now, Joe Biden, according to an anonymous U.S. official, told Sky News Arabia, Biden is seeking direct talks with Iran and pursuing that dialogue through European mediators. Yesterday, Iran's ambassador to the UN, Majid Takht-Ravanchi, told NBC News that Iran had not yet spoken to the new administration. And when asked if Iran was planning to open up a direct dialogue with the U.S., Ravanchi said Iran is not planning to initiate anything. Now, a little bit of good news here. Looking to preempt hardliner member of parliament's warnings about expelling IAEA inspectors from Iran, the foreign ministry has issued a statement Monday insisting they have absolutely no intention of expelling any of the UN inspectors, even though it is the law. So they're trying to play nice here. Meanwhile, according to an article over in antiwar.com, the United States military is expanding its operations in Saudi Arabia, looking to establish bases in the western part of the country. Obviously, the eye is on Iran. Well, that's definitely going to happen. Here's where it gets really kind of tense. This is coming out of antiwar.com again. Israeli officials have made their opposition to the Biden administration returning to the Iran nuclear deal known. Some have even threatened a military strike on Iran if President Biden revives the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the P5 plus one deal. An Israeli source affirmed this to Breaking Defense in an article published yesterday. Israel needs to know and fast whether Washington plans to stop Iran's race to the bomb or take some action on this. Now, Israel has been claiming that Iran is trying to get a nuclear bomb for 30 years now, and they have not come up with any proof. All they've come up with are frauds like the laptop Odeth, which turned out to be a complete hoax. Over in France, pardon me, they're running polls here, and apparently Macron, in the first polls, is losing to Marine Le Pen. And, you know, Marine Le Pen is calling on France to abandon the catastrophic European Union. There was a new Harris Interactive poll commissioned by Comstrat Cabinet, and it found that depending upon the various potential candidates, Emmanuel Macron could lose to Marine Le Pen by a short header in the first round. So that would definitely start shaking things up. So we'll be talking about a Frexit here. Meanwhile, Italy is going to be heading toward its 132nd federal government in roughly 160 years as Prime Minister Mario Conte, who led Europe's third biggest economy through its most recent debt crisis, while also setting Italy on the path to closer cooperation with China, appears to be finito, at least for now. He is about to resign. And he's barely survived a handful of confidence votes, but apparently he's decided he's going to step down and focus on a political comeback, rebuilding his networks and forces, so forth and so on. There is still a lot of talk over in Russia about Alexei Navalny. He's going to be jailed for 30 days. And apparently this fuss is over his jumping bail for some earlier situation. But he's been jailed for 30 days and everybody's up in arms. His allies are protesting here. Biden has demanded the unconditional release of Navalny after the Kremlin crackdown on protests and says, "We are very concerned about Russia's behavior. I'm sure the feeling is entirely mutual at this point." Meanwhile, the Secretary of Russia's Security Council, Nikolai Patrushev, discussed extending the New START Arms Treaty in a phone call with the new U.S. National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. And this current treaty is due to expire on February 5th. It limits the United States and Russia to deploying no more than 1,550 strategic nuclear warheads each, which is more than enough to really ruin everybody's day. All right. Apparently, the European Union is now officially abandoning Juan Guaido. They are no longer recognizing him as Venezuela's interim president. So apparently they're backing off. They've repeated their calls for the freedom and safety of all political opponents. And it looks like maybe, things might start to calm down there. Over in Taiwan, they have staged snap Air Force drills following the massive incursion of China's jets and bombers into their airspace. Well, that's getting tense over there. You know, you can almost feel a new world war coming on here. All right, let's talk about the economy a little bit. The Washington Post, in a fact check article aimed at Ted Cruz, actually admitted that Joe Biden killed off 11,000 construction jobs on his first day in office by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline contract. A little bit of a slip up over there. Beijing Biden has rescinded President Trump's executive order banning Chinese involvement in our power grid. And this is another example of where Biden's contempt for Trump is leading him to make bad decisions, because I don't think we should have China involved in our power grid. It is a strategic asset. With all this talk about cyber hacking and China's the bad guys, I don't think we need their hand on our power switch here. Biden's, it's a bad decision, okay? Now, Russia is sending a note to the U.S. over the propagation of fake news stories by the corporate social media companies. And apparently they're very concerned over the involvement of U.S. internet platforms in propagating fakes about Russia. This according to Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. And she said, "We draw attention to our American colleagues to the fact, and a corresponding note will be sent to them over the participation of internet platforms of U.S. companies, social networks, and video hosting services in propagating fakes. Notably, it was not a single case. It is a massive propagation of fakes." Janet Yellen has been confirmed as the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Apparently 16 Republicans voted against her. Marco Rubio missed the vote, but she did get the majority and she did get confirmed. Biden has signed an order boosting federal spending on U.S. products. Now, this I agree with. This is a good thing for Biden to be doing. And he signed his much-previewed Buy American executive order yesterday, which will boost federal agencies' purchases of U.S. products. And I absolutely agree with this. Of course, countries that export those products to the United States are unhappy at that. Tough cookies, I'm sorry. You know, America first. In this one case, you know, Biden is going to make America great again. Japan is still talking about canceling the summer games this year because of the COVID 19 outbreak, but apparently down in Florida, a top official has informed the International Olympic Committee that Florida is ready to host the summer games if Japan does decide to drop out. And that would sound really good. The Olympics is a big party, but unfortunately, it tends to overall to be a money loser. Still in all, you know, nice of them to do that here. AMC Entertainment Holdings, which is a movie theater chain, they've raised nearly $1 billion in funding to survive the pandemic winter, and says that there is no possibility of bankruptcy in their future. Well, I'm glad they were able to do that. We've had too many bankruptcies here. Apparently, Biden is planning to use federal tax dollars to pay for Governor Newsom's homeless hotels out in California. This is out in San Francisco. They've basically grabbed some hotels that are housing homeless people, and they may be fully funded by the federal government this year. Under the order, certain kinds of emergency housing for the homeless are eligible to be fully reimbursed through September. I have an interesting little theory. I mean, if these homeless people are being housed in the hotel, doesn't that constitute an address, a place of residence, where they could, like, actually go out and look for work? Anyway, we've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Oh, here and getting... tech workers can't get out of the city fast. They're all moving to the new potential tech hubs of tomorrow, such as Austin, Texas, and Miami, Florida. And according to one former San Francisco executive, He said, what else can God and the world and government come up with to make the place less livable? And it had to be a fast deterioration because Claire and I were there 2003 when I worked on Day After Tomorrow. And, you know, it's I like the place, but apparently it's just become this real problem here. Over in Miami, Mayor Francis Suarez is fielding inquiries from people like Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and apparently a whole bunch of others. And there goes a lot of San Francisco's tax base. And again, fine Democrat-run city. Article coming on out from Zero Hedge. Apparently, the currency wars are back. And if you don't understand what that means, a currency war is a conflict between nations trying to artificially devalue their domestic currency in order to be more competitive internationally, to also hurt their opponents, and using the currency to make other nations less competitive while at the same time weakening their power. So apparently, the Biden administration is getting ready to devalue the United States dollar. That's going to be a real hit on the tourism industry in other countries here. Apparently, according to a story over, it's a YouTube video here, seed companies are warning of shortages and delays. So if you are, in fact, a heritage farmer, you may want to start thinking about building up your stockpile of seeds as quickly as you can from other sources, local sources. This is part of that rush to everybody has to be GMO. Meanwhile, over in China, a high-ranking official said that China must embrace a whole country approach and mobilize the nation's private businesses to reduce reliance on foreign technologies amid ongoing U.S. sanctions that restrict China's access to advanced equipment and devices. Well, they're out there pushing on that one here. Okay, let's talk about immigration a little bit as we head up to the top of the hour. Apparently, the border wall contractors have been told to stop construction tonight. And so that's it. The wall is not completely built. There's a huge hole in it through which the illegal immigrants will continue to pour. Meanwhile, a federal judge in Texas, U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton, has temporarily blocked Joe Biden's executive order to halt the deportation of certain immigrants for 100 days. Okay, we're going to take a break. For station identification, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.